In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. From our lesson. But after some time the stream dried up, because no rain had fallen in the land. And then the Lord spoke his word to Elijah, "Get up, go to Zarephath." You know, in recent years, every time I hear the reading and account of Elijah in this particular passage, I think about a dear friend of mine and fellow Army chaplain colleague. Some years ago, he was the 18th Airborne Chaplain at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I was visiting him there. I was on temporary duty at the time, and during a social hour later on, we were jesting back and forth, and I said, "Dave, what do you think you're going to do when you hang up the uniform?" And he said with a wry smile and some more jesting, "Well, this is what I imagine. There is this little parish in the hills of the Dakotas someplace. It's got a parsonage behind it, and there's this trout stream that runs right by there. It has approximately 50 members, and in the community, there is absolutely no potential for growth." Only a few months later, that same chaplain was standing in Saudi Arabia in the midst of Desert Storm. The events of September the 11th are a terrible reminder to all of us of the uncertainty of our futures, especially you seminarians. And if I could describe your ministry in terms from the military in light of our text, I would say, stand by for orders. Heaven knows one could not think of a more idyllic situation than that Elijah had. I mean, you give a hellfire and brimstone sermon with all kinds of demonstrations that God is behind you, a famine comes to the land, and where do you go? You get to relax beside a babbling stream. And I can still remember those idyllic pictures from Sunday school in which Elijah, with flowing robes, raises his hands as the birds bring in newly baked muffins. How idyllic can you possibly be? And then the text. But after some time, the stream dried up because no rain had fallen in the land. And the Lord said his word to Elijah, "Get up and go to Zarephath." Suddenly, the prophet who warned people about the coming suffering that the Lord would bring upon them is now called to go and be among the suffering. Suddenly he is to be among the starving, to carry the bread of life to God's starving people. Stand by for orders, my friends. I wonder whether the picture I painted of my chaplain friend or of this Elijah brings anybody else to mind for you. It well should for all of us. St. Paul described him to the Philippians. "Although he was in the form of God and equal with God, he did not take advantage of this equality. Instead, he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, by becoming like other humans, by having a human appearance. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross." From the relative comfort, my friends, of the heavenly home, comes the very Son of God to live among his starving people, to bring them the bread of life. Have that same attitude, says St. Paul to the Philippians, that our Lord Jesus Christ had. Stand by for orders. While I do not deny either the joys or challenges of the parish ministry, and God knows within our church there is great need for that right now, I also want every seminarian here to be aware of the fact that God may call you to Zarephath, as some translators call it, the smelting furnace, perhaps because there was one there. But isn't that amazing that that's where the prophet is called, to the smelting furnace? It certainly wouldn't be easy for him. But as one theologian put it, the prophet is guided from the problem of saving his own life to the privilege of saving a widow's faith and her son's life. Among the Zarephaths out there, my friends, there are 1.4 million young men and women serving in the armed forces today on active duty, another 750,000 in the reserve and guard. Strangely enough, the third largest group to declare a religious preference is Lutheran. Some 45,000 of them. But what's even more significant, nearly one-fourth, almost 250,000 of them claim no religious preference whatsoever. Talk about a need for the bread of life. What a powerful ministry in very difficult circumstances. A real Zarephath. A graduate from this fine institution just last year, Frank Ciampo, is a pastor of a church in Brooklyn, New York. On the 10th of September, there is no way he would have possibly imagined where he would be 24 hours afterwards. He happens to be a chaplain in the Army National Guard. Within hours of the two towers coming down, Frank Ciampo was activated with his National Guard unit. And even as I stand here, he is still ministering at Ground Zero. Among the many messages sent back and forth, this is a recent one I received from him. I got to come home for a few hours again. It looks like every 2 or 3 days I'll be able to take a few hours off. Our barracks, as he calls it, have moved to the 14th floor of the federal building. That floor was vacant. And my room overlooks the World Trade Center Building 5. My battalion is providing security at Ground Zero in front of Building 5. The plaza between the two towers and a small part of Building 4. I've been very busy with our Muslim soldiers. Their friends and mosques have been attacked in Brooklyn and in Queens. And other soldiers are starting to feel drained. Frankly, so am I. But I have to put on this act like I'm more or less fine. We have no idea how long this will take. We could be relieved in a matter of days, or I could be here for months. Yesterday I held a service at the ruins. It was extremely emotional. But I feel privileged that I could be the vehicle to strengthen these men with Jesus Christ. And after a time, the stream dried up because no rain had fallen in the land And then the Lord spoke his word to Elijah. Get up and go to Zarephath. During these days, seminarians, pack lots of bread. Just stuff yourself with the bread of life. And then stand by for orders, my friends. Stand by for orders. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.